Hey family, how you doing? I hope you had a blessed day and have a blessed night into tomorrow. I want to keep it simple tonight. God loves you, and prosperity, even though it seems like this criteria, this necessity in order for us to move on in this world, in this life, to go according to the standards and the systems of this world, prosperity will never be found in money, employment, or anything of the sort. And I can say that knowing that I've lived a full life, that I've lived a life that most people at the age of 60 have lived, and I'm a young man still. Not because I wanted to, but because I was stupid and I lived a hard life. I've been prisons and rehabs and everything else. I've worked on jobs making $5,000 a week, and I've worked on jobs making $8 an hour. And I can promise you today that the genuine, true cause of prosperity will never be found in financial income or increase. It's always going to be found in your heart. Prosperity comes from within. It's the kingdom of God that prospers in our hearts. God said it this way. He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." And so many people today, they don't even know what the kingdom of God is, but they'll neglect God. They'll put Him to the side. He's not worth it, they'll say. The truth is God's got more value stocked into your heart than you could ever make in a millennia here on this earth. The kingdom of God is this, family. It's simplicity. It's the righteousness that God provides for us. It's the peace that God provides for us. And it's the joy in the Holy Spirit that God provides for us. It's my love to ask people if they're willing to encounter the Spirit of the living God. He is the master of the spirit realm. If you're spiritual, let me introduce you to the Spirit Maker. His name is God. King of kings, Lord of lords, Jesus of Nazareth. And He has sent another that is likened unto Him, the Holy Spirit. And He is the Spirit of reality, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of awakening. And in this time, who do we need more around us than the Spirit of awakening? So let's pray. And if you don't know the Holy Spirit, get ready to know Him. I want you to ask this question. Lord Jesus, I want to know You better. And that means I need to know the Holy Spirit. Now as you ask this, I'm going to pray for you. Holy Spirit, go now. Touch the hearts and minds of Your people. Show them that they have been purchased with a high price, that all of heaven has gone bankrupt for them. And heaven is so amazing, miraculous, and awesome that not only did it go bankrupt, but it reimbursed itself with a greater currency. And the currency is the resurrected Jesus Christ. And that resurrection power comes to you now through the Holy Spirit. If you've never encountered my friend, then be prepared to be made new from the inside out. In the name of Jesus, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Receive the hand of light upon your head and expect a bubbling up out of your stomach right now. And when you begin to feel that spirit, that presence, that person, let Him rise up inside of you. Don't back away. Don't be uncomfortable. This is peace. This is love. This is life. And this is the greatest feeling you'll ever experience. Will you take a deep breath in here? In the name of Jesus. I love you, family.